Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Democrats are shocked right now because traditionally, after the first couple months, president's polling tends to slip quite a bit, but that is not the case with Donald Trump, at least not yet. I want to jump right into the numbers, guys, because Trump's presidency is truly a wonder on paper. This is from Rasmussen polling just this weekend. You can see that Trump's approval rating is 52%, which again, anything above a 50, very, very good. It is up plus 6 on his disapproval, which is 46. And what's so fascinating about this is just a week ago, Donald Trump was actually only up plus 2. He was a 50% approval rating to 48. Usually what happens with president is it kind of fluctuates a bit, but it has a downward direction. That's really not happening with Donald Trump. This is obviously one poll. I'll show you another one in just a second. I've looked at all the polling, though. I don't want to show you 10 polls. It's probably not very entertaining to watch. But these polls that I'm showing you right now are indicative of kind of the majority of them. And what you're seeing is sometimes it'll fall, but then Donald Trump makes a really good decision and goes right back up, which again is not the status quo when you look at presidential polling. If you look at this other poll, this is from Napolitan News, for those of you just listening, his approval is at 53%, a plus 8 margin over his disapproval rating, which is 45%. The other thing to keep in mind with these polls, a lot of people are like, oh, there's a lot of accuracy, we don't know. With approval ratings, it is a lot more specific, a lot easier to measure than when you're going head-to-head in a presidential primary or an election, for instance. And so what you see at the bottom here is the margin of error. It's on the bottom right, is only 1.8%. So at the very worst, Donald Trump's approval rating is 51.2%. Which is very, very good by every single standard. This is super significant because as you can see right here, guys, Trump was only at 39% at this time in his first term, this exact day, pretty much 2 days before this, Trump was only at 39%, 14% worse. So not only is he more popular, but we are seeing a total cultural shift in America from the last 8 years. People like the Trump, you know, prescription for government a lot more than the Biden Obama prescription or Hillary Clinton and all those people. They like what's going on with the new MAGA Republican Party. That's one side of it. But I also think the other side of it is that Trump is executing his agenda 10, maybe 100 times better than he was in his first term, and people are eating it up. However, as much as I love to talk about, I love to cheerlead, I love, you know, showing all the good things because we talk about bad news so much. I like to talk about the good things that Donald Trump is doing. I do have to say something that is a bit of a concern for Trump. And this is a concern I've had for him kind of anecdotally. But there is now a new Fox poll that just came out that shows some hard evidence for where the Trump administration could go awry. This again, this is from Fox News. You can see it on the screen right now. The question in the poll was, do you think the tariffs will? And there's three options. There's hurt the economy, help the economy, and no difference. And hurt the economy got 53%. Help the economy got 28%. 11% said no difference. In other words, the majority of people think it will at least hurt the economy, and the vast majority said it will do nothing to improve the economy or it will hurt it. That's bad. And it turns out, this is something actually is a good thing about this poll. It turns out even though not all Americans are super economically literate, the average person does know that tariffs overall are bad. And they're right to think that. Tariffs are not good for the economy at large. I've talked in other episodes at length about the specific issue. So if you disagree with me on the tariffs, go check out those videos. Comment down below if you disagree again, why you think tariffs are a good thing. I'm open to these arguments, but I haven't seen any evidence for it. I think it does far worse things for the American consumer than it does for the American worker. That's kind of the Cliff Notes version of my stance on tariffs. But most Americans agree with me on that. And this is where Trump needs to be very, very careful. If he goes too hard on these tariffs, he will lose everything. And it's not just that he's going to lose everything, but every other Republican that is trying to run for re-election will lose everything. And then we lose in 2026. and then we lose in 2028. No question. It's the old expression. It's the economy, stupid. You've heard it before. Immigration, the culture wars, Doge, all that's important. I think Americans are really digging it. It's really good. But at the end of the day, if Trump doesn't get the economy going, aka axing the tariff plan, again, if they're reciprocal tariffs, I understand, with the goal to lower them, that's all good. If the end goal is to eliminate the tariffs and you're using the tariff as a tool to do that, I'm fine with that. But if the end goal is to reshape, as Trump has kind of said himself, to reshape our tariff policy, to use tariffs as a mean for taxation, it's going to hurt the economy. It's pretty clear. It's like a law of physics. It's a law of economics. It's going to hurt the economy. I think the rest, all the good stuff, the immigration, Doge, the culture wars, again, all of that is awesome. I think, unfortunately, it's going to get overshadowed by a really bad economy, and Trump and the Republicans cannot afford to do that. Hey guys, I know that filing taxes can be stressful. So if you haven't filed your taxes yet, I wanted to introduce you to the people who do my taxes, Quick Tax America. Quick Tax America has already gotten its average tax returner over $4,000 back just this tax season. And unlike the other services, they're not raising their rates just because it's March or April. They do all federal returns for only $69. It's a completely transparent price because it's their only price, no matter how complicated your taxes are. No more going on online services and not knowing how much it's going to cost till the end, and you spend 4 hours doing it. At Quick Tax America, there's that one transparent price, and they do all the work for you as well. All you have to do is upload your files, answer a few basic questions, and then schedule a 15-minute finish your return call with a tax professional. They do all the rest of the work. So go check them out right now at quicktaxamerica.com, or you can go to the link in the description below. Bernie Sanders was asked about him and AOC potentially running for president or the Senate of New York. And for some reason, this really struck a nerve with the old man. And we have the clip of it. Here it is.
People, Alexandria is extraordinary. I am so impressed by her work in Congress and her, just she inspires young people all over the country.
Would you like to see her join in the Senate?
Right now we have, as I said, just a whole lot of people in the Congress. Okay, Jonathan, thanks.
Wait, I got one more. This is important.
Well, I asked you.
Okay.
You know, you want to do nonsense, do nonsense.
No.
I don't want to talk about inside the Beltway stuff. I got 32,000 people.
I was just asking you about AOC because she was out
well,
there with you.
Yeah, fine. But I don't want to talk about this. What was the last question?
I was just going to ask you one more question about you. I mean, that's all. I was literally your last.
What is your question?
I mean, it's easier to understand. I mean, I want to ask you about your future. This is the biggest crowd. You said you ran for president twice. This is the biggest crowd you've ever seen. Are we going to see you run again? What's your future?
Now, right now, I am very proud that the people of the state of Vermont sent me back to the Senate with 63% of the vote. Right now, I'm Vermont senator. That's what I do, and I'm very happy to do it. I am 83 years of age. So
embarrassing. Super embarrassing. He says, this is the words he says. He says, I got 32,000 people, and then he walks off. And what he's saying there, for those of you who are kind of don't know the context of all this, Bernie Sanders and AOC were at a rally in Arizona where they got 32,000 people there. Pretty impressive, pretty good. And this guy, this journalist, this ABC journalist, I believe it was, is asking Bernie Sanders about the future career of AOC. And the reason why he's asking that, I think it's a fair question, is because they were on a tour together. But that really pissed off Bernie Sanders because he wants the story to be how Bernie Sanders got 32,000 people to show up to an event in Arizona. That's why he says that. And that journalist just didn't care. He didn't bring it up. And then again, you know, you can see that Bernie Sanders gets brought back in. And the question he asks Bernie is about the big crowd size he got. And so at the end of the day, Bernie just wanted to be, he wanted the recognition. He wanted to be brought back in. He wanted to be relaxed and happy, have the popularity that you can see too when the question is asked. He's, oh, okay, this is about the 32,000 people. He suddenly gets relaxed. He's okay with it because all he wants is the recognition, the popularity, and he hated it when he was overshadowed by AOC. I think it shows a little bit of, I don't think it's a unique thing. I think that this is a tale as old as time, not just for the Democrat Party, but for any party. When you don't have a central figure, and the Democrat Party has no central figure, I talked about it on last week's episode, the Obamas, not so popular anymore. The Clintons? Really not. So who is the central figure? Because obviously in 2012, the Obamas were the central figure. The Clintons for a long time, central figures. Right now, there's nobody. And so when you don't have a central figure, what you have is unrest. The Republican Party has had the same problem right now. Clearly the central figure, no one's going to argue against it, is Donald Trump. And so there's not as much turmoil inside the party. For the Democrat Party, because there's no one centralizing at all, you have a bit of, you know, fighting. AOC and Bernie Sanders are competing for popularity instead of being totally okay because AOC is the center of the Democrat Party. Bernie Sanders gets pissed about it because he's like, hey, I'm the center of the Democrat Party, and they're all vying for that spot. And that's why it gets so heated. But make no mistake, AOC will run for president, and I think she's going to be in the top three for the Democrat nominee. I think it's going to be Kamala Harris, Pete Buttigieg, and AOC. And I think what we're going to see is Kamala Harris, who is the more establishment pick, and AOC are going to go at each other in these debates, probably online as well. I think it's going to be really interesting to see it. Hey guys, I wanted to let you know about a deal I'm running on Amazon right now. My book, A New Cult, it's up on the bookshelf right there, is only $9.99. I talk about some of the very crazy cultish behaviors of the progressive left and some nuts stories that I know you'll enjoy. I had a great time writing it, so go check it out right now. The link is in the description below. Thank you so much for watching, guys. If you haven't already, go down below, like the video, subscribe to my channel, and watch another video.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.